How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Denver's home for today's comedy 1031. It is Big Mike, and man, this man always makes time for us when he's here in the Mile High City. He is back this weekend, tonight through this weekend, at Comedy Works South of Landmark. Love you, man. It's Bob Marley. What's up,
buddy, man?
Yeah,
buddy. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Welcome back.
I'm psyched. It's great to be here. I'm pumped up. I've been traveling with the family, and we went on school vacation.
School vacation.
Which is something I never had as a kid.
Yeah, what is school vacation?
School vacation for me was you don't have to go to school.
Oh, wow.
But you weren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like your family wasn't like, oh, we're going to Peru.
Yeah.
Or anything. Now it's a thing, right? You got to bring the kids places, do stuff with them. We went, when I was a kid, we went bowling once my whole childhood.
Wow.
Yeah, April 24th, I remember the date. Because my mother yelled at us like every day before April 24th.
Oh, it's almost it was almost the anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, we're going bowling April 24th. If I hear a word about bowling or any talk about bowling, if you even look at a bowling ball, guess what we're not doing April 24th. I'm like, we're not going bowling? That's right.
Wow.
I'm like, oh my God. I remember thinking, I got to keep my mouth shut because I really want to go bowling. I want to wear the dirty shoes.
Yeah.
I want to hang around with suspects.
Of course.
You know?
That smell.
Oh, dude, yeah, it's the whole thing. So anyway, we took the family. We went to Yosemite. Have you been there?
No, not yet.
All right, Northern California, you get up there and you got to – I live in Maine, so I'm already kind of in the woods, but this is like really – you know, you're up like 8,000 feet,
okay.
You know, and they've got all those cliffs and El Capitan and all that stuff, and we're driving like a rented minivan. And you see signs.
This is sounding like a bad movie. Like,
dude, it really is. You're driving up in the minivan. You see signs. Like in a quarter mile stretch, we saw three signs. One was like mountain lions present. Just present.
Yeah.
That means that it could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Right. Grizzly bears in the area. That was another sign. The last one was wolf pack nearby.
Not like, a wolf.
Yeah.
A wolf pack.
Every proximity word that you could come up with, like nearby, present, in the area.
Yeah.
Those three terms are not good.
And almost every form of carnivore.
Yeah. And then like...
All you needed was a shark sign and it would have completed it.
Yeah, yeah. Like an eighth of a mile later, we see another sign that says, scenic view, best place to take pictures. I'm like, I'm getting out of the car now.
Like, you're going to sit here and look at a view knowing what's behind you.
I sent my 10-year-old out first with Happy Meal.
That's smart.
See if they sniff that out, dude. Get out there. Wait, why don't we just tie raw meat behind us and drag it through the parking lot?
Well, like, yeah. All these carnivores are behind you, and you're, like, sitting here looking at the view.
Dude, it was the fastest picture I've ever taken. I felt like a spy.
Yeah.
I was like, can't. All right, everybody back in the car. Let's go.
I was like, well, that family's very quick.
They yeah. Come moving. On. We don't want to rush it.
Let's I mean, go. I had spring break. I never just had, like, hey, we're going to take you out of school for a week and
yeah. No, we never did at all. I mean, and I live in Maine, so we really needed the break this year.
Yeah.
I mean we've had snow right up till 3 weeks ago, and when I say snow, I'm not talking about a dusting.
Yeah.
I'm talking 16 inches 3 weeks ago, and I had a show scheduled that night, and my wife and I were sitting on the couch. She goes, maybe you won't have the show, Bob. Maybe we could stay home here and we could watch my program. Wait, she watches that Tyler the Psychic. You ever seen that kid?
I haven't seen that, no.
He's psychic to the celebrities. He's on E.
Okay.
He's this little skinny kid that draws on a piece of paper. You can hear the paper and he just like draws on it. He's like, which I think is baloney, dude. I think I could do it.
Yeah.
He's like, I feel like you have relatives. And it's all, oh my God, you're freaking me out. I feel like some are men.
With a picture of their aunt sitting on the mantle. Like, I think you have an aunt or a mother.
Some of your relatives are men and some are women. Yeah. Oh, my God. He's right.
She loved her earrings, didn't she?
Some are here and some have passed on. That's right.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop doing it.
I think you maybe liked them quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I think I could pretty much do it.
I think you should try. And but, so because there will be people that fall for it.
Oh, yeah.
And think you're a brilliant, and you can make a lot more money.
Oh, well, I mean, Miley, psychic to the stars.
Yeah.
So anyway, my show never got canceled then. I had to go to the show, but I'm driving in 16 inches of snow up the pike, minding my own business. You know how you mind your own business in a snowstorm?
Yeah.
45. You got your hands 10 and 2. You see the signs that scroll. 45, yep. Ice and snow, stay slow, saves lives. Like, you have time to read all that.
Of course, yes.
When you're like, yeah. My favorite is when they put the construction signs. Don't forget June 23rd between 8 and 9 a.m. Exit 48 will be, oh my, somebody get my day planner.
Like, I'm going to remember that.
Yeah, from the back seat. What are you doing on the 23rd? I'll tell you what we're not doing. We're not getting off on 48. So I'm driving. I was the leader. You ever been the leader in a snowstorm?
Oh, I hate it.
You're the guy. There's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Right. You're the chosen one. You're like the pace car. You're like Moses leading everybody through the desert. So I'm driving. Everything's going good. I look over. There's a guy in a 93 Corolla who apparently I wasn't doing it right for. You know, he's attempting to take me.
He wanted to keep going faster.
Yeah, he's attempting to take me on the outside. I'm like, first thing you do is accelerate. Oh, are we doing this? Okay, let's go. You know, my car is like swiveling.
Yeah.
There's slush hitting the windshield.
I was going to say, that's not the first thing I do.
Right. Everybody in my car is yelling at me, what are you doing, Bob? Bob, what are you doing? Let him go. Just let him. I'm like, you want him up front? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
So as the guy's going by, you'll say one of three things. The first thing you say is, look at this idiot. The second thing is you want to know is where the hell is he going? Right, 93 Corolla. Yeah. He's not on call at the hospital. Probably left something on at the meth lab. That's what I'm guessing.
Right.
And the last thing you say, and this is awful, but everybody listening has said this at one point, I hope he ends up in a ditch.
Oh, of course. Yes.
You what? I hope he ends in a ditch. Yes. Upside down. Flames everywhere.
Well, my thing, when you're in that situation, if you are the lead car, if you are the lead car, everybody behind you is always going faster. They're on your ass.
Yeah.
But when you're the one behind the leader, you're like, hurry up, speed up.
This guy's an idiot.
Yeah, speed the hell up.
Right, but once you're the man, you're like, these people are unreasonable.
Exactly.
Behind me.
Luckily, I'm crossing our fingers. You never know in Colorado, but I'm hoping that maybe our snow is done.
I hope so.
You know, we didn't have anything close to you guys, but still, I'm ready for summertime.
Dude, where I live, you have to be prepared.
Yeah.
I have a plow on my pickup truck. And ladies, if you're listening right now, I've already left the studio. Okay, do you understand? Don't rush down here to see me and Big Mike. I know how tempting it is. Once I float that out there, that I have a plow on my pickup truck.
It brings all the ladies out.
Yeah, it's not a regular flat plow either. It's a V plow. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
You can flare the wings on it. Every snowstorm, I drive by Dunkin' Donuts real slow. I flare the wings for the ladies inside.
Go off a little bit.
Oh, my God. Teresa, he's here.
You might see it tonight at Comedy Works.
Yeah. He's flaring the wings. Put down the Cruella, Bob's flaring the wings. So my mother, I have a plow, and I live 2 miles up the street from my mother. I call my mother's house the Irish Catholic Guilt Distribution Center, right?
Oh, wow.
She calls me the night before the big storm. This was word for word. This is what she says. Are you going to come over and plow me tomorrow?
Oh, wow.
First, I'm going to throw up in my own mouth.
Yeah.
Because I really need to be plowed, Bobby. I might need to be plowed twice, once tonight and once in the morning. If you can't plow me, can you send one of your friends over? I heard Mike does a good job. He plowed my friend Beverly, and that is all she talks about. She said he didn't tear up her lawn, pushed it all the way to the back.
Mm.
I don't like it pushed all the way to the back, Bobby. I like it nice and tight up against the bush.
Man.
I know. Images. Images, dude.
You just ruined winter for me in general.
Let me tell you something. That is a memory that's going to be etched into everybody's mind and soul for the rest of their lives.
Anytime I see a snow plow, thanks. Appreciate that,
Bobby. Yeah. Yeah.
I was trying to sit here and have just great conversation, because I know as excited as you are for this weekend at Comedy Works South, I know you have an excitement that our Colorado Avalanche fans can't feel right now because of your Boston Bruins.
Let me tell you something. I was pulling for the Avalanche. I don't hate the Nashville Predators, but I don't like them.
Yeah.
And I really wanted the Avs to make it through.
Yeah.
Because down the line, I think the Avs had a good team, but Nashville probably a little too strong this year. But the Avs look good, man. Mm. I was pulling for them, but my Boston Bruins pulled it off. I was at the game on Saturday night.
Yeah?
Last Saturday night. We flew in from California, from Yosemite, with my wife and kids. And I said, honey, we're in Boston right now. It's 2 hours from Maine. We're landing in Boston. Why don't we just go to the game? She's like, why would we? Why wouldn't we?
Yeah.
It's game five. I don't know if you've ever been to Boston before. Let me tell you something about Boston. It's an angry, segregated, nasty town. I lived there for 3 years. And there's a ton of nice people there too, but it's a very violent town. It's like this is the difference between Maine people and Boston. This is Maine people. People ask me how I am.
How you doing?
This is Maine. Pretty good, bud. Yeah, how you doing? Right? This is Boston. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Who wants to know? Why are you asking me how I'm doing? Dude, I'm just standing here. All of a sudden, you come out of nowhere. You want to know how I'm doing?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Suspicious?
Right. So we go buy tickets for the game from a scalper who looks nothing short of completely suspect. Right? I go, I need five tickets. He goes, oh, kid, geez, I don't know, man. Kid, five. That's top five. The only thing I got is four rows from the last seat up in the nosebleeds. I'm like, I'll take them. don't know if you've ever sat four rows from the top at any sporting event, but especially in Boston on a Saturday night during a playoff game when nobody has to work the next day. So we had to walk from the ice level all the way up. The first 20 rows are like people with alligator shirts on, you know, talking about Martha's Vineyard. I hope we get back down to the vineyard. I'd like to get some of that taffy. The next 30 rows, it's like people with their families, you know. You're going to get a souvenir, Jimmy. We're making memories today. That's what's happening. By the time we get to our seats up top, there's people peeing on each other. There's a lady having a baby.
No security guards.
Yeah, Osama bin Laden's up there. Oh, my God, dude. It was horrible. I heard things about my mother and everyone else's mother. I'm like, these guys, I got kids here. They're like, that's your fault, loser. They passed those towels out. You know the towels?
Get what you bought.
Oh, my God. Dude, I had a guy in front of me didn't know how to helicopter the towel. He wasn't zipping in front of him. Had it over his head. He's hitting me in the face with it like I'm one of the Three Stooges. It was like a ceiling fan just kept paddling me in the face.
I'm just impressed y'all had towels that high up. I mean, that's be right. Awesome. It goes all out.
Right. These towels will come in handy. I can clean the puke up with it later off of my back. So the guy's hitting me in the face. I'm like, I really should say something, but he's a big dude. Yeah. I'm thinking, I really don't want to get beat up, A. And B, I really don't want to get beat up in front of my wife and kids.
Yeah, that's probably not a good thing.
That's something they don't forget.
Especially at the game.
At your deathbed, they're like, Dad, we love you. You know, you did a good job and everything. Remember that time you got beat up at the Boston Garden?
And I think part of you wanted to watch the rest of the game.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. But I finally grabbed the towel because I couldn't take it. Third period, he hit me in the face for like the 95th time. And his head craned around like really slowly. He had like a lazy eye. And I was like, dude, you're killing me. You're helicoptering too hard. Just bring it up front. You can do it. And he goes, all right, guy, all right. I was like, phew, that was close.
You got another main guy. You were good to go.
Yeah, I would have been sucking Jell-O through a straw the rest of my life.
We got Bob Marley in studio, Comedy Works South at the Landmark. A few tickets left. So if you want these, go to comedyworks.com and get those. What's next for you, man?
I am from here. I go back home and I'm off the road until September,
okay,
which is awesome. I just shot a special that we're trying to get sold. It's called Comedian Bob Marley on God.
Okay.
I wonder
what it's about.
You're going to New York this week.
Yeah, I'm going to New York Sunday.
You're
going
to be on guard.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, you're in Denver. You're not on guard.
Okay.
You're in Times Square. You're going to be on guard.
Okay.
You're going to be your hands in your pocket going, do I still have my
money? Oh, on guard. I thought you said on God. I was
on
like,
God. On God. On God, dude.
On guard.
Yeah.
Like a religious experience?
Yeah. You're going to be on guard. Okay. Your hands are going to be in your pockets going,
okay,
do I still have my money? Do I still got my money?
Okay.
Like when my wife and I go, she straps her purse like between her boobs. You know how they do that? Like, you know, nobody's getting my cash.
Yeah.
And I'll say, rip a boob off of me. It'd be weird if guys did that too, right? If they took like the chain from their wallet and just strung it up to the front end.
Oh, so I guess I should not do that.
No, don't do that.
That was my plan.
Run it up like a thong up the front side.
I'm a large guy, so fanny packs don't fit here. So I was just going to go around here.
Yeah.
And go in between my boobs. But yeah.
Rule of thumb is if you have $100, $20 goes in each pocket and one in your sock.
Okay.
So that you don't get completely taken.
Good to know.
Yeah, buddy. Be careful. You're going to be on guard.
Okay, I'll be on guard. I'm looking forward to it, though.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, I'll bring a few wallets.
That's what's coming up. We're trying to sell that special right now, and just more touring. It's all at bmarley.com, Bob Marley Comedy on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and that's it. I don't do Snapchat.
Okay.
Because my 17-year-old daughter informed me, that would be creepy, Dad.
Yeah, you might want to stay away from Snapchat.
I go, should I do Snapchat? And my daughter goes, gross. I'm just asking.
From
a comedy perspective, not because I want to be a creeper on
there. Wait like 5 years, and then it'll be okay for you to do. Once the kids are done with it, then everybody else, you'll be good to go.
I'm just getting onto that MySpace now.
Yeah. I think this is about the good time.
That's all the rage.
it's about the good time. Bob Marley, thank you as always for stopping by Comedy 103.1 when you're here in Denver, Colorado. Get your tickets right now, comedyworks.com.
Every week on The Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.